With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is warning that political violence could spin out of control. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is crystal clear about who he blames for recent attacks against immigration enforcement and conservatives.
The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control.
If it continues, he warns, then the right might take matters into its own hands.
It'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore. That will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, we're learning more about the shooter in yesterday's attack on an ICE facility in Dallas that killed one detainee and critically wounded two others. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Nancy Larson, tells WFAA-TV the shooter wanted to instill fear in ICE agents.
He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down, and he did this to induce constant stress in their lives.
Joseph Rothrock, the agent in charge of the FBI Dallas field office, says the gunman specifically intended to kill ICE agents, firing at ICE vehicles and sending multiple shots into windows of the office building where numerous ICE employees do their jobs every day. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of generals and admirals to a base in Northern Virginia for a sudden meeting next week. The directive doesn't offer a reason for the gathering Tuesday of senior commanders of the one-star rank or higher and their top advisors. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points, the Nasdaq dropped 113. This is SRN News. Pot is bad for women who want to have a baby, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump who represents a broad swath of Wisconsin's rural Northwoods in Congress has entered the governor's race in the battleground state, shaking up the Republican primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the frontrunner over the other two announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. This is SRN News. Starbucks is cutting back.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant wouldn't say exactly how many stores it's closing, but expects to end its fiscal year this Sunday with 434 fewer stores than it had at the end of June. The company is closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability or have physical spaces that don't meet customers' expectations. Employees will be offered transfers to other locations if possible. John Scott reporting.
Amazon reached a historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said the online giant tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel after they did so. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.